Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Northwestern men's basketball team will welcome transfer guard Jalen Leach next season. He played three seasons at Fairfield University before announcing that he would be committing to NU. In other transfer news, quarterback Brendan Sullivan will enter the transfer portal, ending his time at Northwestern with two more years of eligibility. The NU football team still has three quarterbacks on their roster. A water intake replacement project on Lake Michigan will result in work on the lake that might be visible from the shore. The work is set to begin anytime after April 23rd, which was yesterday, and will continue until December of this year. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, work within 1,000 feet of the shore will only take place during the week. Otherwise, work will occur 7 days a week at any time of day because of changing weather and marine conditions. In Evanston, the possible closure of the Dr. Bessie Rhodes School of Global Studies led to a march from that school to the Joseph E. Hill Early Childhood Center. Bessie Rhodes is the only school in the Evanston-Skokie District 65 that is bilingual. The closure will primarily affect Black and brown families. The march yesterday featured signs in both Spanish and English and called for the school board to, quote, save Bessie Rhodes. Yesterday, Dom's Kitchen and Foxtrot announced that they will close their doors. This has an impact on a store in Evanston, which had planned to be a new Foxtrot location. The property currently houses Evanston First Liquor and is for sale. Dom's Kitchen and Foxtrot merged under one company, Outfox Hospitality, last fall. In New York, the criminal trial regarding former President Donald Trump's alleged sending of hush money continues as witnesses testify. Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day, National Bucket List Day, and National Stop Food Waste Day, so don't be afraid to reuse your leftovers. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM. Or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Cat.